Hello, everyone, and welcome back into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're back with you today on a Wednesday afternoon to go over a great slate of NBA action today. But first off, I do want to apologize for missing yesterday's episode. I'm actually working on an exclusive story for BasketballNews.com that I'll be dropping all throughout the summer detailing the Phoenix Suns and their rebuild. The very cool stuff I've been working on behind the scenes and a lot more stuff to come there. So be on the lookout over on BasketballNews.com all throughout the offseason there as I unveil this really cool series I'm working on about the Phoenix Suns and their rise really from the bottom to the very top of the NBA. But let's go ahead and dive into our action today. Before we get started, a quick reminder about our sponsor of today's show, which is Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You just pick 2 to 5 players and over and under projections, and you win up 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. So we appreciate Prize Picks as always for sponsoring the show. Let's go ahead though and dive into all these games for a full Wednesday slate in the association. And our first game up here is the Washington Wizards hosting the Orlando Magic. The Wizards are 3.5-point favorites today over the Magic. This is a tough one to peg because you'd really don't know where this one could go. This Magic team obviously is one of the worst in the NBA, very inexperienced. The Wizards, they have Kristaps Porzingis, but nothing really else around them right now. So it's a tough one to go with, but I'm just going to go through a dartboard here and base it off the best player, who I think is going to have a solid game tonight, which is Kristaps Porzingis. I think Porzingis is a good game for the Wizards tonight, which ultimately leads them to a close win over the Wizards or over the Magic. I do believe they cover the 3.5-point spread as well. So let's go ahead and lock in Wizards -3.5. And go over to Prize Picks now and lock in for this game. So the first prop I love here is Kristaps Porzingis, like I mentioned, over on his point total at 23.5 points. I also like as well Cole Anthony over on his point total at 15.5 points. Another prop I also like on the board as well is going to be Corey Kisper on his points. Kisper can be a very hot shooter, fits very well next to Porzingis. I do like Kisper more than other options in this one, so I'm going to take Corey Kisper over 11.5 points. And then finally, Franz Wagner over on his assist total. Wagner checks in at 2.5 assists. He can be kind of a secondary hub for the offense for Orlando at times. I think we see that a little bit tonight. So like Franz Wagner over 2.5 assists. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. Kristaps Porzingis over 23.5 points. Cole Anthony over 15.5 points, Corey Kispert over 11.5 points, and Franz Wagner over 2.5 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Wizards to win and cover the 3.5-point spread against the Orlando Magic. Next up on the board here, we have the Denver Nuggets at the Indiana Pacers. The Nuggets are 9.5-point favorites tonight in Indy against the Pacers. This Pacers team is doing an incredible job of tanking right now. As I mentioned all throughout this show, for multiple weeks now, the Pacers love Jaden Ivey. They want to get into the top of this draft to get him. I do believe this is an opportunity where we see a situation where the Pacers keep losing games on purpose. I have a hard time seeing how Nikola Jokic does not go off tonight and gives an MVP-type performance, like a 30-point triple-double or something like that. So I love the Nuggets in the spot as a best bet of the day. I think they win easily by 10-plus points. So let's go ahead and lock in Nuggets -9.5. And now go over to Prize Picks and look at what's on the board for this matchup. So like I mentioned, I love Nikola Jokic having a big game tonight, 30-point triple-double. Nikola Jokic over 26.5 points is an easy over to take here. And I also like here as well Aaron Gordon over on his rebound total. Aaron Gordon checks in here. It looks like for his rebound total at 5.5. I like that to go over as well. Currently, there are no Pacers props on the board as I'm recording, but I do like Tyrese Haliburton over on his point total and Buddy Hield over on his point total as well. So here's our two like power play right now that you can add on your other Pacers props later on, but Nikola Jokic over 26.5 points and Aaron Gordon over 5.5 rebounds. But let's go ahead now and go on to our next game here, which is the Dallas Mavericks at the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Mavericks are 2-point favorites today in Cleveland over the Cavs. Should be a very fun game. Two very young teams that are doing very well this year. But I'm going the best player on the court in this one. I'm going with Luka Doncic to win and have a huge game in Cleveland tonight. I think we see Doncic and Darius Garland have a fun little showdown here. But in the end, I'm going to go with Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks to win on the road as favorites. So let's go ahead and lock in Mavericks -2 and go over to Prize Picks now and check out the props for this one. I love Luka Doncic and Darius Garland over on their point total. Doncic checks in at 30.5 points and Darius Garland at 23.5 points. I think both will go over. Another one I also like here on the board is Jalen Brunson over on his point total, which is at 17.5 points. And finally, another point prop here, Caris LeVert over 16.5 points. I think all four will go over here. Should be a very fast-paced, high-scoring game. So here's our power play, 20 back $1,000. Luka Doncic over 30.5 points. Darius Garland over 23.5 points. Jalen Brunson over 17.5 points, and Caris LeVert over 16.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Mavericks to win on the road and cover the 2-point spread. Next up on the board, we have the Charlotte Hornets at the New York Knicks. The Hornets are 3-point favorites today over the Knicks. I think we see a big game for LaMelo Ball and the Hornets tonight in Madison Square Garden. I think it's a good game, a good showcase game for the Hornets, who continue to be a feisty team within the play-in race. I love watching them play, as you guys all know by now. I think we see a very fun game from the Hornets offense tonight. So we're going to lock in Hornets -3 over the Knicks, and now go over to Prize Picks and lock in our power play as well for this one. And looking through the board here, I love LaMelo Ball over on his point total, which is at 22 points. And I also like RJ Barrett over on his point total, which is at 25.5 points. Another one I also like on the board here, two more point props. All four here I think we'll go over in another game where I think it's going to be very entertaining on the court. Julius Randle over 21.5 points and Miles Bridges over 20.5 points. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. LaMelo Ball over 22 points. RJ Barrett over 25.5 points. Julius Randle over 21.5 points. And Miles Bridges over 20.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Hornets to win and cover the 3-point spread in MSG. Next up on the board, we have the Boston Celtics hosting the Miami Heat. The Celtics are 5-point favorites today against the Heat. I think this could be a very entertaining game. The Heat are definitely in a slide as of late, losing their spot atop the Eastern Conference to the Celtics, but the Celtics just lost Robert Williams for an extended period of time, maybe until potentially the second round of the playoffs. I think we see the Heat cover the spread tonight. I don't know if I'm going to go all out and win, but I think it's going to be a one-possession game. I think we see a very close one tonight in Boston. I think a surging Heat team comes in very pissed off, so to say, and comes in there with a vengeance and makes it very close. I'm not going to predict who wins this game. I think it's too close to call, but I think the 5-point spread is great value in favor of the underdog here. So let's take Heat +5 and now go over to Prize Picks and lock in for this one. I love Jason Tatum over 28.5 points, and I also like as well Jimmy Butler over on his point total, which is at 20.5 points. Let's go over to rebounds now. I love Bam Adebayo to go over on his rebound total for this one. Bam checks in for his board total at 10 rebounds. I think he gets at least 11 tonight. So we'll take Bam Adebayo over 10 rebounds. And I also like Al Horford over on his rebound total, which is also at 8 rebounds. So let's go ahead and lock in this four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000, 28.5 points for Jason Tatum. We like the over there. Jimmy Butler over 20.5 points, Bam Adebayo over 10 rebounds, and Al Horford over 8 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Heat to cover the 5-point spread in Boston. Next up on the board here, we have the Toronto Raptors hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Raptors are 2.5-point favorites today over the Timberwolves in Toronto. The Raptors have been surging as of late. They're one of the most quiet surging teams in the Eastern Conference, flying up the standings. Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet have been awesome. Scottie Barnes looks like a future star in this league as well. Toronto is stacked. I think they're a top six team in the East. I think they're a force to be reckoned with in the future. I love the Raptors tying this one. I think they have a great stylistic matchup here against Minnesota. So we're going to hammer as a best bet of the day with a great value on the spread. Raptors -2.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So let's go over to the board now. I love Pascal Siakam to have a big game tonight for the Raptors. Siakam checks in at 24.5 points. We're going to take the over there. And I also like here as well Anthony Edwards over on his point total, which is at 19.5 points. Another point prop I like here as well, Scottie Barnes over 15.5 points. And also looking through the board here, Karl Anthony Towns, I also like on his point total, which is at 22.5 points. I know you've seen a lot of great offensive basketball tonight, so that's why I'm going heavy on point props right now. But these are also great value plays over on Prize Picks. So let's look at the four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Pascal Siakam over 24.5 points. Karl Anthony Towns over 22.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 19.5 points. And Scottie Barnes over 15.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Raptors to win and cover the 2.5-point spread against the Timberwolves. Next on the board, we have the Atlanta Hawks at the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Hawks are 12.5-point favorites today against the Thunder. We usually always go in the direction here of OKC where they are covering the spreads. But I think we see a huge game for Trae Young today. I'm talking like 50 points. Maybe I think we can easily lock in 40. He always does well back in Oklahoma. I think we see a huge game from Trae Young tonight. So let's lock in Hawks -12.5 and go over to Prize Picks now and check out the point props for this one, because I am immediately going to hammer Trae Young. 28.5 points against OKC, I think, is great value. So let's easily take Trae Young over 28.5 points. And I also love Clint Capella over on his rebound total. Clint Capella checks in at 13.5 rebounds. a monster number there, but I do believe Capella will go over. Currently, there are no Thunder Pops on the board here, but for this one, I love Trae Young. That'd be a huge game. I think you can lock in easily over on this one for 28.5. I think he goes for 40 tonight against Oklahoma City. So let's lock in Hawks minus 12.5. And now go over to our next game on the schedule here, which is going to be the Houston Rockets hosting the Sacramento Kings. The Kings are 3-point favorites today over the Rockets in Houston. This is a tough one to call because both these teams are definitely and going in different directions down the standings. I think we see, honestly, in this one, I like the underdog when you look through. I think we see Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, Kevin Porter Jr. all have very solid games for the Rockets. So we're going to take the Rockets here as underdogs at home and take Rockets plus 3. And now let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in for this game. I do love, like I mentioned, Jalen Green over on his point total and Alperen Şengün as well to have a solid game. We'll see if Şengün is on the board. But in the meantime, I love Jalen Green to go over on his point total. Jalen Green checks in at 20.5 points. We're going to easily hammer that one. And I love Davion Mitchell as well over on his point total, which is at 21.5 points. And now let's go over to assists. I think we see a great game from Kevin Porter Jr. in this category. So we're going to take Kevin Porter Jr. over 7.5 assists. And then let's go over now to three-pointers made. I think we see Harrison Barnes have a solid game if he's on the board here. Unfortunately, Harrison Barnes is not. So let's instead go back over to points. I like Harrison Barnes to have a solid game from three-point range. So Harrison Barnes over 17.5 points. So here's our four-leg power play, win back $1,000 and $100 bet. Jalen Green over 20.5 points. Davion Mitchell over 21.5 points. Harrison Barnes over 17.5 points. And Kevin Porter Jr. over 7.5 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Rockets as the underdogs at plus 3 point spread against the Kings. Next up on the board here, we have the Memphis Grizzlies at the San Antonio Spurs. The Grizzlies are 5-point favorites over the Spurs today in San Antonio. This Grizzlies team, even without Ja Morant, continues to take care of business. I think they're one of the best teams in the West outside of the Phoenix Suns. It's just so impressive what they're doing right now without Ja Morant. And now with Ja returning to the lineup, it's hard to see how this Grizzlies team is going to be stopped anytime soon down the road. So I love the Grizzlies tonight, an all-around team effort. We're going to take Grizzlies minus 5 over the Spurs in San Antonio. And now let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in for this game. I love Desmond Bane over on his point total, which checks in at 21.5 points. And let's also lock in as well Keldon Johnson over on his point total, which is at 19.5 points. Now let's go over to rebounds here. I love Steven Adams over on his rebound total. Steven Adams checks in at 10.5 rebounds. I think it's an easy over for Adams. And let's also go back over to assists and lock in DeJounte Murray over on his assist total, one of the best playmakers in the NBA right now. DeJounte Murray checks in at 9.5 assists. I think he gets at least 10 tonight. So we're going to take the over there as well. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. Desmond Bane over 21.5 points. Keldon Johnson over 19.5 points. Steven Adams over 10.5 rebounds. And DeJounte Murray over 9.5 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Grizzlies to win and cover the 5-point spread against the San Antonio Spurs. Next up on the board, we have the Phoenix Suns at the Golden State Warriors. The Suns are 5-point favorites today over the Warriors and Golden State. The Warriors have been so inconsistent as of late. They have fallen well off the pace of the Phoenix Suns when they were really clashed with the Titans back in December. But since then, the Warriors have fallen way back behind the Suns. Really, the Suns kind of proven themselves easily as the best team in the Western Conference in the NBA this season. In this matchup, though, I think we see the Suns make another statement tonight. They're going for the franchise record and win soon, which they should eclipse later this week if they take care of business. I think they're going to be one step closer to that tonight and win emphatically against the Warriors. I think it's one of my best bets of the night. It's a big Suns statement game. So we're going to take Suns minus 5 over the Warriors and now go over to Prize Picks and lock in our props for this one. Like I mentioned, I do believe that we see the Suns kind of dominating this one a little bit. With no Stephen Curry, I think the Suns can easily handle Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson. I think we see DeAndre Ayton have a solid game as well. So now let's also lock in. I think we see Devin Booker over on his point total, which is at 29 points. And from a point perspective, I think Klay Thompson is a smart bet to make here over on 23.5 points. Now let's go over to rebounds here. I do believe you see DeAndre Ayton dominate on the glass. He always has great games against the Warriors. So I'm going to take DeAndre Ayton over on his rebound total. DeAndre Ayton is at 10.5 rebounds. We're going to take the over there. And now let's go back over to assists. I think we see Draymond Green play a solid role playmaking tonight. Draymond Green checks in over under at 6 assists. So here is our four-leg power play, 20 back $1,000 and $100 bet. Devin Booker over 29 points. Klay Thompson over 23.5 points. DeAndre Ayton over 10.5 rebounds. And Draymond Green over 6 assists. We're going to take that as well as the Suns to win and cover the 5-point spread against the Golden State Warriors. Next up in our final game, the slate for a loaded Wednesday, we have the New Orleans Pelicans at the Portland Trailblazers. The Pelicans are 14.5-point favorites over the Spurs in Portland today. This Blazers team, it just looks nothing like an NBA team. It looks more like a G League team at the moment. They are not doing much at all. They are definitely tanking right now and doing it in an impressive, emphatic fashion. I think we see another statement of that tonight where the Pelicans, led by CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram, put on a show for the fans in Portland. I think we see the Pelicans roll tonight and cover this massive 14.5-point spread against a G League Blazers team. So let's lock in Pelicans minus 14.5. And unfortunately, there are no props available for this game currently on Prize Picks. But like I mentioned, in the meantime, my two favorite plays from this game are CJ McCollum over on his point total and Brandon Ingram over on his point total as well. So that is a full 11-game slate in the association. Here's all of our picks against the spread for every single game, and it is as follows. Wizards minus 3.5 over the Magic. Nuggets minus 9.5 over the Pacers. Mavericks minus 2 over the Cavaliers. Hornets minus 3 over the Knicks. Heat plus 5 over the Celtics. Raptors minus 2.5 over the Timberwolves. Hawks minus 12.5 over the Thunder. Rockets plus 3 over the Kings, Grizzlies minus 5 over the Spurs, Suns minus 5 over the Warriors, and Pelicans minus 14.5 over the Trailblazers. And now, as we do at the end of every episode, let's go back over to Prize Picks and lock in my most confident play of the day, the basketballnews.com Prize Picks Super Power Play. I think we see this one hit tonight. I'm very confident in this one. So let's go through the board here and find our favorite plays for this game. Like I mentioned earlier, I think Trae Young is a lock to have a monster game today. We're going to take Trae Young over on his point total against the Thunder, which checks in at 28.5 points. And that's an easy over there for Trae Young. And I also like Nikola Jokic over on his point total today. I think we see Jokic have a triple-double today. So I think he's going to go off for a monster game. So let's go ahead and lock in. If I feel confident enough with a triple-double, though, I think that might lead me more in the direction of going with assists or rebounds for Jokic. I just want to check the board real quick here, see if that is available for us, because that is an intriguing play. Jokic is at 8 assists, and then for rebounds, Jokic here as well, he is at 12.5 rebounds. I like a triple-double. I'm calling my shot here. Let's take Nikola Jokic over 8 assists. I think we see a triple-double tonight from Nikola Jokic. I'm calling my shot here on the show. If it hits, you'll hear all from me tomorrow. So let's take Nikola Jokic over 8 assists. I'm calling my shot. Nikola Jokic triple-double tonight. Easy over here on the 8 assists. I think he gets at least 10 tonight. So taking Nikola Jokic over 8 assists as a best bet of the day here for our Prize Picks Super Power Play. And then let's go back over here to points. I think we also see a big game tonight from Pascal Siakam again. Siakam just went off for 40-plus points. We put him in as a best bet. We're doing it again today. I love Pascal Siakam tonight going up against this, I think, a really good matchup for him against Minnesota. So we're going to take Pascal Siakam over on his point total, which is at 24.5 points. And then for one more on the board here, we're going to find another play that I think is an easy over for this one. And I think, honestly, he's been hit or miss with rebounds as of late. I do believe this is a game where we see DeAndre Ayton kind of dominating the inside. I think we see like a 25-12 kind of game from DeAndre Ayton. So I'm going to throw the big fellow in here for Phoenix, DeAndre Ayton. Hopefully he doesn't let me down tonight. We're going to take DeAndre Ayton over 10.5 rebounds as a best bet of the day. So here is a very unique and I think very confident play on my part. I'm looking forward to following this one tonight. My Prize Picks Super Power Play, and it is as follows. Trae Young over 28.5 points against the Thunder. Pascal Siakam over 24.5 points against the Timberwolves. DeAndre Ayton over 10.5 rebounds against the Warriors. And Nikola Jokic over 8 assists against the Pacers. So appreciate everyone listening in. As always, do nothing but bets with you every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off Sunday through Sunday, every single day, to really give you the inside boost, the inside edge, really any sort of scoop on the betting and my predictions that are well above 55% this year, $1,000 on Prize Picks. Make sure you're tailing as well. Make sure you also subscribe to all the other podcasts on the basketballnews.com podcast network. We have so much great content over there. And make sure you read basketballnews.com every single day. We're a one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. So appreciate everyone listening in to the podcast. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow for our latest episode of Nothing But Bets.